We may be far away from New York City, so it's hard to get to New York Fashion Week, but Northwest Arkansas has its own now in Northwest Arkansas Fashion Week, which starts tonight and runs through Saturday. Melissa Ahrens, co-owner of Mayapple Salon and fashion director of the nonprofit arts organization Artemis, stopped by the KUAF studios to talk about her role in the Fashion Week. What is Northwest Arkansas Fashion Week?
Well, it's a collaboration of the people that have been throwing fashion shows within the past 10 years in the community already, kind of got together. Jay Terminella from Lola, she does Strut for a Mutt. She founded the thing, her and Danielle Vaughn. And she just kind of brought everybody together that had already been producing fashion shows in the area and just made a collaboration of all of the shows, kind of bringing everyone together, the main purpose, but to have it all in 1 week, like, you know, New York does with Fashion Week, so...
And I grew up in Fayetteville, and when I was younger, there weren't all these boutiques, local designers, all this fashion stuff going on. What happened? Like,
it is pretty wild. Since I've been involved in the hair industry, and since I've been involved with Artemis, probably been about the past 5 years more heavily, I've noticed the fashion scene like double or triple in the past 2 years. So there were just like a couple of fashion shows that would go on, you know, local things. And then I've literally seen it just double. I think, you know, people catch on to something that's fun and cool and happening, and then they do it too. So it's definitely doubled in the past 2 years. And I think that was a lot of what gave Jade the idea to kind of put it all together in one, because there's only so many models in the area. There's only so many local designers in the area. And it was, you know, everything was overlapping and reshowing. So I think putting it all together kind of makes that a little bit easier too. I've been involved with Artemis for the past 5 years or so, just kind of on the side. And then for the past year, I've been the actual fashion director, which means I throw fashion-related events. And so basically, I'm a hairstylist, makeup artist, co-owner of Mayapple Salon and Boutique, but then I'm also fashion director for Artemis. So those kind of overlap and intertwine because we carry a lot of local designers' things in our shop. And then I also use their things to show in the Artemis fashion shows. So my segment of Fashion Week is Thursday evening. We're the headlining show for that night, and we have several different local designers that are just amazing. And I put the show together and kind of coordinate it, but then I also do hair and makeup for several of the models, and I do some of the styling as well. I even have about 5 girls that are helping me, though. So there's 45 models, 45 different looks within our segment even. So
the night of when it's all happening, describe like what you'll be doing while the models are coming down the runway and everything.
So we will probably get started about 2 o'clock. So first there's setup. You have to set everything up. So we'll set everything up, hair and makeup, clothing, you know, bringing in racks of clothing and stuff. So you start pretty early with all of that. Then once you get everything set up, you have to have a schedule of all the models coming in for styling, hairstyling, and makeup. So they start to kind of flow in, I think, around 2 o'clock. And we're just basically working from 2 till the show starts at 9:30, just getting everybody, you know, perfected. And then once the show, right before the show, about 30 minutes before the show, you kind of do touch-ups and last-minute, you know, things with their clothing. And then they walk, and the show's over in, like, 10 minutes.
It all happens so quickly. Exactly. Yeah. All that preparation and everything. Talk about how you see fashion as an art form.
I've always seen fashion as art, and so it's been just such a great opportunity to become the fashion director for Artemis, because I think that hair and makeup can kind of be seen as almost like a frou-frou kind of thing, you know? And so getting an opportunity to express myself with hair and makeup and kind of have people view it more as art has been really great. I think that just like with local designers and stylists as well, you kind of just get an opportunity to express your inner, you know, beliefs even, and just ideas and stuff through hair and makeup and clothing. And it's definitely a self-expression.
Those interested in attending Northwest Arkansas Fashion Week have a lot of different options.
You can go to nwafw.com, northwestarkansasfashionweek.com, and you can purchase tickets for, that's actually broken up until evening. So there's Wednesday night is shop local, and you actually don't purchase tickets for that. You can show up, and I think it's a $5 cover, or you can bring a non-perishable canned food item and get in to Wednesday night. So that's shop local night. And then there's Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. So when you go to nwafw.com, you can purchase tickets for Thursday, Friday, or Saturday by clicking on those days. And you can also choose which charity you want to benefit. So there's a list of all the charities that are involved.
Great. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Melissa Ahrens, Fashion Director of Artemis and co-owner of Maple Salon and Boutique. She is a stylist participating in this week's Northwest Arkansas Fashion Week. It kicks off tonight with a shopping night out, which will have specials at participating boutiques from 5 to 9 p.m. And if you'd like more information on Northwest Arkansas Fashion Week, just go to nwafw.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.